Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to learn the second Aliyah in Parsha's Metzaira, that's Perek Yud Daled, Pasuk Yud Gimel. And we're in the middle of talking about the Tahara process of Metzaira. Pasuk Yud Gimel tells us, V'shachtas ha-keves b'mkayim asher yishchat ha-zechatas v'esa oyla b'mkayim ha-kodesh, and he shall shech the lamb in the place where he will shech the chatas and the oyla, in the place of holiness, ki kachatas ha-asham hu la-kayin, because just like the chatas, the asham is the same thing for the kayin, kodesh kodashim hu, it's kodesh kodashim. V'lokach ha-kayin midam asham, the kayin should take from the blood of the asham, v'nasan ha-kayin, and the kayin shall place it al tenuch oizen hamitar yamanis, on the tenuch of the right ear of the one becoming tahor, valbayin yadei yamanis, and on his right thumb, valbayin raglai yamanis, and on his right big toe. Let's just see Rashi over here, pasuk yadalad. What exactly is a tenuch? Gader imtsai sheba oizen. This is the middle part of the ear. Lashain tenuch loy noidali, and I don't know where tenuch comes from, says Rashi. Vapaisrim karim loy tendros, and those that explain it, says Rashi, they call it tendros. Bayhen, what's bayhen? Gudol, that's a thumb. Back to Chumash pasuk tazvav, vlakach hakain milag hashamen, the kain should take from the leg of oil, viyatak al kafa kain asmalis, and he should pour it on the left palm of the kayin. But Tamal HaKayin says, Baya Haimanis, the kayin should dip his right finger, Min HaShemen and HaShar al-Kapi HaSmalis, into the oil which is on his left palm, V'hizo Min HaShemen Be'etzbay, Sheva Palm L'fnei HaShem, and he shall sprinkle from the oil which is on his finger 7 times in front of HaShem. U'miyasar HaShemen HaShar al-Kapi, and from some of the remaining oil which is on his palm, Yitin HaKayin al-Tanuch Azen HaMitar HaYimanis, the kayin should put it on the tanuch of the right ear of the one becoming tahar, V'albayin Yadei HaYimanis on his right thumb, V'albayin Ragla HaYimanis on his right big toe, Al-Dama Asham on top of the blood of the Asham. Remember, because a few psukim back, he had already placed the blood of the Asham on the tenuch and on the bayhen and on the bayhen, so now he's doing that with the oil on top of the blood. And that which is left over from the oil in the palm of the kayin, yitan al resh hamitari, should place that on the head of the one becoming tahar, the chiper al v'kayin lefnei Hashem, and the kayin shall bring about an atonement for him in front of Hashem. And the kayin shall now perform the chatas, the chiper al mitar mitumasai, and he shall bring an atonement for the one becoming tahar from his toma, v'achar yishchatas oila, and afterwards he should shech the oila. The kohen should bring the oil and the mincha and the mizbeach, the chiper al v'kohen v'tahir, and the kohen will bring about a kapara for him, and he's going to become tahar. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow talking about a mitzayir who doesn't have enough money to bring these kabarnas that we just mentioned, and what that type of mitzayir should do. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.